It's 17 minutes to 10 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Review. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, something has gone horribly wrong in South Africa in the last 2 weeks. It does feel that we've lost the remainder of whatever innocence that we have had left in the still very young 27-year-old democracy. And you could argue we've lost that innocence a long time ago. But the effects of the looting and violence in KZN and Gauteng still continue to make headlines. A failed insurrection, the president called it. And there have been cynical attempts to take advantage of not only deep socio-economic and systemic problems, but also deep racial divides that still exist. But despite looting and destruction of property, it's not worth the loss of a life. And something went deeply, deeply wrong in Phoenix, in Durban. The initial reports at the moment that are being reported on is that 20 people were killed. It appears in a form of vigilante justice. And the only evidence largely that mattered when these vigilantes committed their crimes was that the other person was a black African. And there are police investigations. 5 people are charged and hopefully more. And I hope that there is swift justice. But as poverty was cynically abused to incite violence, so is what has become known on social media as hashtag Phoenix Massacre. It's a further stoking of division and calls for retribution. And I would not be shy to wager that there is a second wave of an insurrection attempt or to stoke instability that is being used here. KwaZulu Natal Community Safety MEC Niliswa Nkonyeni joins me now on the line. MEC, thank you so much for coming on to the Morning Review. Whether it is 20 people or an incorrect allegation on social media of 500 people murdered in Phoenix, this is a tragedy. It also is a criminal act. Your thoughts?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to all your listeners. Indeed, it's a tragedy that has just befallen our province of KwaZulu-Natal. I must indicate that as the MEC for Community and Safety and Liaison, we are mandated through the prescripts reflected on the Constitution of South Africa that we should provide civilian secretariat services. In other words, we do not command the police officers. But when the JCPS cluster, the Justice and Crime Prevention cluster meets, then our Department of Community Safety and Liaison provides the secretariat, civilian secretariat services on behalf of the people. That is what our mandate is. Mm. And then it depends on the mercy, on the attitude of the provincial commissioner to decide to work with you as the MEC for community safety. I'm highlighting this because there has been an expectation, especially here in my province, that I should have directed the police officers to do that and to do that. Mm. Yet I have no authority over the police, and no MEC for any province has an authority over the security cluster.
MEC, there's an argument, sorry to break away, there's an argument that I've seen from some quarters. I don't necessarily find it an accurate argument, but it is an argument that has been made nonetheless, that the Phoenix Massacre, what's been called on social media, is a direct result on the police's ability to secure and safeguard communities in the wake of those riots and looting last week.
The truth of the matter is that the President of the Republic of South Africa, President Ramaphosa, has actually acknowledged the limitations that the security cluster as a whole has currently You see, you have actually observed a situation whereby there has been contradictions even between the president and the ministers regarding their analysis of the situation. There has been limitations even with regards to both human capacity and the resources, you know, the actual resources that are supposed to be utilized when you curb a situation, a crime situation. So we have observed all that, and hopefully the national government is dealing with that now.
MEC, we have to do a few things. It's not just isolated to KZN and Phoenix and Itikweni, but probably something that we need to discuss around the country, but probably more focused at the moment in the Itikweni area. To resolve this, not only do we need to have the legal and criminal justice ramifications and the consequences of what happened there, particularly in Phoenix, but at the same time, social cohesion, trying to heal wounds between communities, and also economic parity, economic justice between communities. And unfortunately, it seems as if ministerial departments, whether it be provincial government or whether it be national government, seems to operate within silos. Unfortunately, you're the government in charge, so you're probably going to have to do all this at the same time to heal the wounds and to seek criminal justice in that area at the moment.
I must indicate that the police in KZN has actually arrested a number of people, including the suspects that are suspected to have perpetrated the crime that has happened in the area of Phoenix. There are about 10 arrests that have happened. The other matter that I want to raise with you is that we have established what we refer to as a peace committee, whereby communities around that area of Inanda and Phoenix are meeting, and all areas are represented in that peace committee. They are dealing with how can they heal the wounds that are open right now. There are victims who have been murdered. There are victims who have been assaulted by those criminal elements that are there. And they are now talking about how then can they quell this situation that is obtaining right now in that area. And we are very hopeful that through that intervention, the situation will die down and subside, and there will be peace, harmony in that area of Phoenix.
MEC, what is the role then of or what do you know was the role of these community so-called self-defense units, and also the role of private security, armed security in that area during that week of violence in KZN?
Civilians are not allowed or are not expected to actually participate in enforcing laws. Like, for instance, in some of the areas in KZN, there are civilians who just decided to block the roads, and it seemed as if it became a racial issue, because if you are black, you are then not allowed to pass through those areas which are quite urban. So there is an element of racism that is still very, very glaring in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. I'm sorry, I'm being disturbed a bit. Yes, it's very glaring in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, which we as politicians need to really deal with it. There is an organization that we have now appointed, which is called Accord. They are capacitated to deal with issues that have to do with social cohesion. So we are very hopeful that they will be engaging all sides in an attempt of ensuring that there is no bloodshed regarding this issue of racism in the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
Nelisa Nkonyeni, she is the KZN MEC for Community Safety and Liaison.